This podcast is brought to you by The Shift.
It's story time!
Hello and welcome back to the Storytime Podcast. And this week I have with me Callie-Anne Brennan.
I am so excited to be on this podcast. You have no idea.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so much fun. It's so exciting.
You might be able to tell from the audio that we are back in the studio rather than on Zoom. I've been on Zoom for a long time now.
Asher, look, the quality, you wouldn't tell the difference.
We're back in real life. First of all, can you please tell everyone where to find you on the internet, what you're up to, introduce yourself for anyone who might not already be aware of you?
Oh gosh, okay, here we go. This is probably the toughest part. It's like, who am I? That is the toughest question to answer ever. Well, I am Callie-Anne Brennan. I'm 5'7" and a half, the half Kate. So you may know me because we have featured in a few videos together. So we're both on the Try channel. I'm a community manager for a deposit and return scheme in Ireland called To Go Cup. We're trying to change the planet one coffee cup at a time. And I also do a bit of media bits as well, radio presenting, different presenting stuff. I have a podcast as well. And that's basically me in a nutshell. And I talk a lot. So this is good. This might be your probably longest episode.
So shout out the name of your podcast. I will include all the links down in the description and in the show notes as well. But just shout it out in case people are listening.
Oh, yeah. So it's with my best friend, Martin Guilfoyle. So it's called the Just Friends Podcast. So yeah, we're a guy and a gal talking all things, anything. So yeah, any suggestions, throw them our way. We love to find topics.
And what was I going to say? Is Quarantine FM still happening?
Quarantine FM is still going, but we're doing kind of gigs now at the moment. Thankfully, we can kind of somewhat do live things. So that's what we're doing. It's called Canna Festival. So Quarantine FM has kind of developed into Canna Festival, which is unbelievable. They're doing live streams on YouTube and stuff, which is phenomenal to see Irish artists broadcasted around. So that's brilliant. And then also I'm doing little bits for Social Mind. So we're chatting to really cool, strong women, and we're talking about them, about different topics, different discussions, mental health, all that sort of stuff. So we're doing lives on Instagram with those as well. So I'm part of that. I do some of the hosting with those as well, which has been such an eye opener. Gals are deadly.
Gals are deadly.
Gals are just phenomenal.
And come here. So this week you have a story for me. You actually have a ghost story.
I can't believe you have not had ghost stories.
So I think I had one kind of ghost story, and it was actually from another try. It was from Tom Moran.
Yes.
And it wasn't that scary, but it was kind of like more of a half dream, half ghost story, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah.
I don't think I've ever had like a proper scary ghost story.
Oh, the thing is, the hardest problem I had was trying to pick just one. Like, if you ask my friends, like, what's Callie known for? She's known as like the mammy of the group, but also the one with the ghost stories. So I have had so many. See, the thing is, right, my mum is kind like, it's like she has a sixth sense or something. So I feel like things have always been around. She can tell, like, if something breaks, she's like, oh, someone's gonna die now next week. Someone's dead. And then the hardest part is someone dies next week. So it's like, it's always been around us that we've kind of grown up, but I don't know if you're aware of the TV show Most Haunted.
It rings a bell.
Some people would have watched, you know, your Coronation Street, your EastEnders, your Fair Cities. We had Most Haunted. From a very young age, we had been like, ghost stories is what we had. But I think we watched it so much because we related so much to it because of all the stuff that was happening in our house. So the story I want to tell with you, because I love saying it because people are like, I know, like definitely, like there's no way. But the best part is I've witnesses to this one. So will I go straight into it?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So basically, we have, so it's myself and my sisters. I've got twin sisters, Shauna and Kira, and my brother Tiernan. So there's four of us in the family. And we had just adopted, well, I wasn't really adopted. We found her, she was left on her own, and we brought her in a dog. And she was quite vicious, very scary dog. She definitely came from a very, very bad background. So we were taking care of her, minding her, and we had her in my room at the time. And we had a neighbor from next door who had just got a kitten, but the kitten liked to come and visit through my window. So we had our dog outside the door, and the kitten had come into our bedroom. So we were like, okay, like I shouted down to whoever was in the house. My sisters were in the room with me, and we shouted down like, okay, Tiernan, if you're here, like, mind Millie, don't bring her up here. We've got the cat in here. Bubbles is here. Don't. Yes, I know. Don't come in. She's in the room. So and he's like, yeah, girl, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So we were sitting down on the bed, myself, my two sisters, and we're playing with the cat. And we, like, all random things at this point, we were so used to random things happening. Like, you'd be in the bathroom and the tap would turn on. Like, those things were like, oh, hey, like, oh, you're here, great, nice, do you mind not? Like, you're so used to it. But this one, we had been sitting down on the bed and we were kind of going through a phase of like, is stuff happening? Are we just imagining it? And the door handle from our bedroom went down. And I was so angry because I told Tiernan not to open the door, that the kitten is here. I don't want the kitten to die because Millie was still in training to be a good dog. So I ran out of the bed. The handle was still going down while I grabbed it. And I opened the door, like, proper rage. Tiernan, what are you doing? And I opened the door and there was no one there. And it was that fright of like, like, myself, my sister just jumped and screamed onto the bed, like, froze. We couldn't move. We were looking at each other like, you definitely witnessed the door handle going down. That wasn't just us thinking it. We're like, no, now it's confirmation. There's something going on in the house. And then to lead on from that, I was going through, like, the leaving cert studying period, right? And I was sitting down 2 days or a week or so after. It wasn't a long period after, but I was sitting at home. I got home early. Like, you know, you'd leave early to go home and study, like, close to the leaving cert. So I got home early, lied to myself, was up my room feeling super productive. I sat down, set up, and I heard the door in the kitchen open, and I was like, no one's here. I opened up the door, like, no one came in. That's really weird. So I was like, hi mom, like, welcome home. Like, saying hi. And then I was having a rant about, like, oh, my maths today was this, blah, 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 like, fully having a conversation because I was so confident someone was downstairs. And I could hear the other door open, and then I could hear the footsteps going up, and I was like calling them, maybe like, okay, you're actually being rude not talking back to me. I was like, I'm telling you about my maths story, hello. And then, you know, when, like, you know the sound of your house, like, you know the footsteps, you know where someone is on the steps or the landing based on, like, the sound of the creaks or whatever.
Yeah.
So I knew that when I heard that noise of a creak, that they technically should be in my eye view. Like, I should be able to see them based on that step. And I could not see anyone. And I just froze. Like, I could not move. I was fully paralyzed in freeze motion with fear because there was no one there. And the noise, the footsteps were still going up the steps. I was like, okay, so do I die by a ghost? I was like, I haven't been briefed by Most Haunted on how to handle this. And it had walked by. Like, it had literally, the footsteps continued past the front door and up even attic. So, like, up to the attic steps. And I just like, died peacefully in my soul. I was like, so I'm going to join you in, like, 2 minutes. So if you don't want to wait there, I will die myself. So hold on for me, whoever you are. And I remember going down just telling my mom, and she was like, oh, you know, like, it's just ghosts.
Yeah. And come here, do you live in the same house now?
Oh god, yeah. No, we do, definitely. But, like, Irish houses, they get blessed and stuff. Like, our house was blessed like 5 times.
Really? Did you get a priest out?
Oh yeah, like, but not after that, but when my mum and dad got the house originally, it was blessed, and it had been blessed again because there had been stuff going on. And the reason why a baby passed in our house before my mum and dad moved in, and just like, that's just sad. And my mum was like, oh, like, I want, yeah. My mum was like, I want to bring up my own kids in this. So, like, she's very into that. So that's what kind of went down with that one. But there had always been stuff going on, but my mum has always been like that. Like, I remember one time, especially crows, which is a very tough one. Like, we've had crows come into the house and, like, put, they've come down our chimney, and there's, like, crow footprints everywhere. And, like, this is how it, oh, great, who's going to die this day? Oh, what, something bad's going to happen. And it's just become an acceptance. It's just like, great, like, let's just,
the crows are here.
Yeah, who do we warn? I was like, who's the sickest we know? Should we brief them? Like, do we send out a memo? Like, what do we do here? And then my mom will wake up sometimes, she's like, oh, Callie had a dream. I'm like, oh God, who, mom? Who? Like, come on. Like, I'm not breaking the news before he needs help, you know? But it always follows up with a fact. So, yeah, I definitely believe in supernatural stuff for sure. So those are my mad ghost stories.
And does your mom believe in that?
Oh, gosh, yeah, definitely. She's,
and does she get scared herself?
I think when it's confirmed, she always has that sixth sense and that gut feeling, and she'd be really ill. Like, it would take off, like, she'd be physically ill sometimes and she'd go white and she'd be like, no. And she'll get it as well. Like, there was a couple of times as well, which is also terrifying, where she'd, like, shake someone's hand or, like, touch off someone and just feel an energy, and she'd be like, oh no, something's not going to happen. And sure enough, something happens to that person, to the point that she's actually met up with people before. And she's like, look, I've just got this vision, I've got this dream, I just went to it. But also in a positive light, like, my mom has predicted pregnancies for people who've been trying. And she's like, no, you will. And then sure enough, they're coming back to her being like, thank you so much for your thoughts and your prayers, like, and letting me know, like, yes, like, I'm like, but you know, all these things can just be coinkydinky, you know, like, yeah, it might not be fact, but at the same time, yeah, she's definitely got something going on there. I was like, mom, make us a job. I was like, you know, like,
a couple of episodes ago, I talked to a paranormal investigator.
Stop it. Yeah, how was that?
Such a pity we couldn't fly her over and get her out of your house and see. What did she think?
I don't know why I haven't. And it's so sad. This is a sad thing that I'd love to do that for my hens or like a birthday party. Be like, let's get the medium over. Like, let's just find out all the bad stuff that's going to happen.
I think you'd actually love this one because she heads up an all-female paranormal investigation team.
I love this. Channel all of the past amazing. Like, let's get Marilyn in here. Let's get them all and have a tea party. I'm so welcoming this. I'd love that so much.
And what about your dad? Does he believe in this?
Oh, it was all a bunch of hocus pocus.
Yeah,
do you know? But at the
that
same,
sounds like an Irish dad.
Oh, right. Totally. But he'd come in and he'd like, we'd be out in the kitchen. And so, to be perfectly honest, there was a few occasions where we'd be sitting down as a family and we'd be watching it because, you know, that's what you do. You watch ghost TV shows as a family, as you do. Yeah. I already know that that's a weird statement to make. But I remember one time we were sitting down and my dad was cracking jokes. I'm like, oh, this doesn't happen. But you could tell he is a little bit freaked, but he's a man. And I remember one time we were watching it and then there was a bottle of 7-Up or Coke in the kitchen and it just exploded. Like, no one touched it. Just exploded. And all of us just like looked at me like, You peed them off. That's what you did. Like, they're listening. But no, it's all about like, oh my goodness, if we even mentioned to my mom like Ouija board or what is it, whatever that board is. Oh my God.
To be fair, I wouldn't allow one of them in my
house
either.
Oh my goodness. But the thing is, like, it was so bonkers because I was so anti all that. And I remember my friends going to a house party and they thought it'd be great crack to do one of those. And you could tell they were scared telling me that they had partaken in this horrific activity. And I was like, guys, no, don't do it. Sure enough, like, all stuff happened to them afterwards. And I was like, you know what? You're going to have to face your time. You're going to have to deal with this.
And for your parents just in the house, like, have they either of them experienced any spooky happenings that you know of?
Dad, not so much now, but he'd be more of an understanding with it. You know, like, he's definitely grown up to the fact that there might be something else out there, but he's still like, I'm not sure. But he's all about good intentions and lighting a candle and praying for people. Like, he's still very good like that. And I love that about him. But my mom would definitely, like, she'll wake up and she'd be like, oh, Jesus, someone visited me last night. They did. So I'm like, oh, who was it? I got a message from your granddad. Yeah, it is. And you know what? Like, I'm saying it to you now and I'm just like, that's just a morning.
Just normal.
Just a normal morning. Just a cup of tea.
But obviously it wasn't scary enough for you to leave the
house.
No,
I've kind of, when you were younger, you'd kind of hype yourself up being like, oh my God, oh my gosh, oh my God. But like, my mom is very good in the sense, like, if you have your guardian angels, you say your guardian angels will poem or whatever it is, and I instantly, whether it's believable or not, but it instantly calms me down. Yeah. So it works for me. And if I say it to any of my friends or anyone, I'm like, look, if you ever have a moment, just say that, and it calms me down. So I do that, and I generally don't freak out anymore. Like, I'm so content with ghosts. They're my mates. I'm just like, what did you do in your past life? Because I definitely did some bad stuff. So like, if you could like tell me.
And has anything happened that you can remember since you've been a bit older?
I'd say it would be doors opening. Definitely is just an average thing that would happen. Doors opening, doors closing, feet, footprints everywhere, like, completely. Yeah, tech is not my friend. Like, I'm now known for like tech going wrong, but I blame it on my ghost friends half the time. Like, you know what, it actually wasn't me. It's like that kid with the imaginary friend. I'm like, it actually, and I'm 20 something now, I'm like, it wasn't me, it was the ghost, guys. I swear, the reason why this edit hasn't gone out is because the ghosts don't like it.
And I guess, would you have any advice for anyone who's going through some spooky happenings?
Just chat to them. If you think about it, you're dead. No one's there chatting to you. Of course you're going to be angry. Make a bit of like, I'd be doing the same. Like, oh, what will get me a bit of attention today? Let me just slam this press. I hope someone like, someone talk to me. So I relate. So I'm just like, so I just call them Mary and Joe. So I'm like, Mary, that's your name. I'm like, how are you? I'm just going to call you Mary. Hope you're having a good day. So I had a crap day today. wasn't so good. I stubbed my toe. You probably saw that in a moment. Like, how's ghost life going? And then I'd ask questions like, have you been stalking anyone? Because always, if I had a superpower, I'd be invisible. So like, that's a superpower. I'm like, technically you're a superhero. Have you stalked anyone you wanted to stalk when you were alive? Because I'd be doing that now. I'm spending all my time stalking people. But yeah, no, just chat to the ghosts. I sound like a loon bag.
A little bit, yeah.
So if anyone sees me walking around town or like in my house and I'm just chatting, like, I'm talking probably to the ghosts.
And are you easily scared at all?
Oh God, yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I love a good thriller, psychological thriller movie, those sort of things. But like ghosts, ironically, like ghost stories. I'm like, Paranormal Activity petrified me because I was like...
The film. Yeah. Oh my God, scared the shite out of me.
Yeah, I was like, oh, same. But they were evil and they were poltergeist. And I was like, well, that's happening sometimes in my house. So maybe Mary isn't so sane.
There was a moment in the film... Paranormal Activity, I think it's one where like, and it's a really simple shot where all the cabinets open at the same time,
yeah.
And actually scared the shit out of me. Like, that was the scariest thing I think I've ever seen. I was like, if that happened to me in a room, I think I'd just die on the spot. You freeze. I think I would just have a heart attack.
Yeah, it's like that. You just all of a sudden, it's like people have that fight or fright thing. Like, it's just, oh, okay, I've accepted death there. That's fine. Like, you're grand. Take me. I am yours. I don't know what you need, whatever. Like, I don't know. But there's a couple on TikTok and it's so funny because they went through like a transition where they started off like their house was super duper haunted, all the doors opening, and you'd see them in the videos, they're getting jumped, and now all of a sudden they're just like, oh, for feck's sake, I really didn't want to have to get up and close the cupboard. Like, and that's kind of how it goes.
Used to it.
Like, you're just like, oh, for fuck's sake again. Like, and it was that thing, like, we have arguments with our mom today. Like, when we were younger, did you move that? That was on the table. Did you move it? No, ma'am. We swear we didn't move it. And we joke about it and we're like, no, ma'am. We generally, as adults, can still honestly tell you we did not move that pen that you left in there. Like, it was the ghost. I'd say if we had cameras in our house back then, oh my God, I'd say we would have been one of the houses the most haunted team would have had to visit.
So my brother was convinced that my dad's house was haunted when I was a kid, and I can't remember any of the specific details, but I do remember that he got somebody out to the house.
Yeah.
And he definitely afterwards had all these stories about like ghosts living in the house, and then also about his past lives. So he had this one story that in a past life, I think he had a pregnant wife and he got like put to death. He got sentenced to death. And the wife was like really annoyed. I genuinely wish, oh God, I wish I should get my brother on.
That is so fascinating.
I wish I remembered like more specific details. But I do remember that whole thing of him being like, no, it's definitely haunted. And then someone coming out and being like, yeah, there's... And then they were shaking sage around. And he still to this day will burn sage. And I hate the smell of sage.
Do you know what? I haven't actually ventured there.
When we were living together, and because I went back to live with my dad for a bit while I was in college in first year. And I swear to God, me and my brother used to nearly come to blows over the sage. He'd be sage. In the whole gap, focus, get rid of the spirits. And then he had what are they called, like the dream catchers?
Yes,
over each door.
I got one in my car.
Yeah, so there was the chimes over each door, and then the dream catchers, and the chimes were supposed to stop a ghost being able to go from room to room.
Yes, yeah.
So like, yeah, so
I'm so
I don't
with
know
him.
If you did any of those things when...
No, we just accepted Mary and Joe. Like, they were part of the family. Do you know? It's like, do you know what? If you want to go and spook Tiernan tonight, you go ahead. You do. Do you know what? He's actually been drinking tonight. He could do with a good scare. Go on. I dare you. It's like just the crazy... People have like the crazy cat lady. I'm the crazy ghost lady.
Crazy ghost lady.
No,
I like it. It's really unique.
Yeah, I know. I mean...
unique selling point.
So what does she do? She tells really good ghost stories.
So to hear more about your ghost stories, where can people find you on the internet again?
I mean, now that I've said it, I might just start documenting it on Instagram or something.
Oh, you definitely should.
Oh, yeah. Callie Ann Brennan. Follow me there and check out some ghost stories. I might start documenting things, what's going on.
Oh, that would actually be amazing. She's on a TikTok.
No, I should try. I just can't master TikTok for the life of me.
Yeah, it's very hard to figure out what's going to work, but I'm sure like stuff moving on its own.
Yeah.
Would definitely do well on TikTok.
Stop. No, I think it would. I'll find my fellow ghost people and we'll build up a community. We'll add your brother to it as well. Be like, come on. We all speak the same ghost language. I'll tell you about Mary and Joe. You tell me about your spirits. We'll all have like a council meeting on how to cope with the living, cope with the dead.
So all of Callie-Ann's links will be down below in the description. We are also about to shoot a video for my channel. By the time this podcast is up, it will be up. So the link is in the description and it's in the top right-hand corner on the YouTube app. And it's, we are going to do Truth or Drink.
I'm very nervous and
I'm very excited. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening or watching if you choose to watch the podcast on YouTube. If you listen to it on audio platforms, please give us a review. It really helps us out in the old rankings. Please give Callie-Ann a follow. Check her out. All links are down in the description. And I shall see you in the next story time.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by The Shift. For more like this, check out theshift.ie.